Chapter 13. I went to see Dr. Strong. I had a plan to make enough money to pay back Betsy and marry Dora. Dr. Strong was the same as he had been when I was at his school. David, what a nice surprise. Annie and Jack will be happy to see you, he told me. Jack Maldon had come home from India because he didn't like the weather there. I told him that I needed a job. I am happy to give you a job, but I want to make sure we can't find you a better one first, Dr. Strong said. I don't want to do better. I want to work for you, I said. Jack Maldon had tried to do the job, but he was horrible at it. Dr. Strong gave me the job and then took me to see Annie. Annie asked me about Agnes. Jack was sitting in the room. He was lazy and he was still trying to steal Annie away from Dr. Strong. I hadn't told Dora about Betsy and having to wait to get married. I wanted to wait until the next time we went to see Miss Mills together. After I had been to see Dr. Strong, I took Mr. Dick to see Traddles. Mr. Dick didn't know what to do to help, so I took him to Traddles to find him something to do. I was going to write out reports from court to bring in more money. Traddles and I took Mr. Dick to Traddles' work to copy letters and other things to help bring in some money. He was so happy to be helping. Mr. McCorber sent me a letter. He had finally found a job. I was happy that he had a job at last. Traddles and I went to see him. McCorber told me that he was going to Canterbury to work for Uriah Heep. I worked as hard as I could to earn money. Dora didn't know how hard I was working. Peggotty went back to look after Ham after she helped us all get settled in our new homes. She cried when we said goodbye and told me that if I needed money, then she would give it to me. After Peggotty had gone, I went to Miss Mills' house to see Dora. I told her what had happened and that it was going to be all right. She was very frightened, especially when I asked her to learn about looking after the house and how to cook. Miss Mills told me that Dora wasn't the kind of girl to do those things. Dora told me that I should stop working. I was beginning to think that she was not the kind of girl I should marry. One day, Mr. Spenlow called me in to talk to him. Miss Murdstone was there holding letters I had written to Dora. She had found all my love letters to Dora. Mr. Spenlow asked, "What is all this?" "I am marrying your daughter," I said. "No, you're not. I will tell Dora that she is not going to marry you," he told me. He then said he would change his will so that Dora got no money if she married me. He gave me a week to think about it. "I don't need a week. I will not give up the woman I love," I told him, and left Mr. Spenlow and Miss Murdstone. I wrote a letter to Mr. Spenlow, begging him not to make Dora cry. He told me that if I wouldn't leave Dora alone, he would send her back to Paris. The next morning, I went to work, but nobody else was working. I asked someone what was wrong. "Mr. Spenlow is dead. He fell out of his carriage on his way home," they said. I went to see Dora, but she was too upset. Miss Mills was there. I gave her a letter for Dora. Mr. Spenlow's partner came to the office to find Spenlow's will, but he hadn't written one. All of his debts were paid off, but there was no money left for Dora. She went away to live with her aunt. Miss Mills went with her, and wrote out everything that Dora did for me. I still went to see Dora a lot.